This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India stepped up efforts to trace and rescue internationals stranded in Nepal due to the flash flood tragedy. Death toll in yesterday's massive flash floods in Nepal has reached 359. As authorities race against time to find over 1,300 missing people, including 288 Indians. Addressing media in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that contact has not been established with 288 Indian nationals who were present in Nepal when the tragedy occurred. They include 73 Indians who were working on the Trishuli 1 power project. He said the Indian embassy in Kathmandu is in touch with the project authorities to collect information as communication links in the affected area have been disrupted. External Affairs Ministry has informed the 21 Indian nationals from Tamil Nadu who travelled for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra have been rescued in Nepal. Mr. Jaiswal said the Indian authorities are making all possible efforts in coordination with the Nepalese authorities to establish contact with the stranded Indians and ensure the safety.
Prime Minister yesterday spoke to the Prime Minister of Nepal, conveyed our deepest condolences, conveyed that India stands in solidarity with people of Nepal, as also offered all possible humanitarian assistance from our side. As per information currently available, there are 288 Indian nationals who remain uncontactable.
Mr. Jaiswal said that India sent more than 47 tons of emergency relief supplies aimed at supporting Nepal's ongoing rescue and relief operations. He said that India is also mobilizing Bailey bridges to assist in rescue and relief efforts. Mr. Jaiswal said the government has set up a control room with the Minister of External Affairs, which will function round the clock. He said Indian embassies both in Kathmandu and Beijing have also set up 24/7 helplines. On the international stranded in Chinese side, Mr. Jaiswal said that Indian embassy in Beijing is making all efforts for the safe evacuation. He said there are approximately 200 Indian nationals who have sought assistance for evacuation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a four-day visit to Uzbekistan and Kyrgyz Republic starting this Saturday. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry Secretary West C.B. George said, on the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will undertake a two-day state visit to Tashkent in Uzbekistan at the invitation of President of Uzbekistan Shavkat Mirziyoyev. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the country is moving towards self-reliance in the defence sector as defence production has nearly quadrupled to around 1.8 lakh crore rupees and exports have surged to nearly 39,000 crore rupees over the last decade. The defence minister made the remarks after laying the foundation stone of a 472 crore rupees facility for the overhaul of T-series battle tanks at the 57-year-old vehicle factory Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh. Mr. Singh said government has set a target of achieving defence exports worth 50,000 crore rupees by 2028-29 fiscal. New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today said the world is appreciating the country's journey and potential in the new and renewable energy sector and is eager to invest in this sector. He said around 8 to 10 countries will participate as partner countries in the Bharat Renewable Energy Summit and Expo 2026, scheduled to be held from the 2nd to 5th of November this year in New Delhi. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that the country today stands as an important place of transformation and renewed confidence, showcasing the results of collective determination and efforts. The Vice President said this after releasing a book titled Sankalp Se Siddhi Ka Modi Yug, written by Rajya Sabha MP Ghanishyam Tiwari. He said that whether it is advancing technology, building modern infrastructure, and strengthening national unity, and promoting women-led development, education is a tool for empowerment. Global crude oil prices rose moderately today. Brent crude was trading 0.7% up at $88.50 per barrel in intraday trade. In men's cricket, second and final test between India and host Sri Lanka ended in a draw in Colombo. Sri Lanka reached 429 for 9 in the second innings, taking a lead of 216 runs on the fifth and final day before both captains agreed to call off the match. Despite the draw, the Shubman Gill-led side clinched the two-match series 1-0. Batting first in the second test, India declared at 503 for 9 before bowling Sri Lanka out for 290 to secure a 213-run first innings lead. The visitors enforced the follow-on, but Sri Lanka showed remarkable resilience in the second innings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.